So, next on the list, we have my colleague, my friend, and the co-founder of Frack Action, who's really going to kick off where we're at in this moment in our history and how we're going to move forward and win. Claire Sandberg. Thank you all again for coming. Today is such an important moment in our shared fight to stop hydraulic fracturing in New York. It's the first day, it's the day that we as a movement are drawing a line in the sand and saying, not just as environmentalists, but together as business owners, scientists, farmers, doctors and healthcare workers, teachers, students, families, neighbors, and citizens of New York, that we do not want hydraulic fracturing in our state. We're here today to send an unambiguous message to Governor Cuomo and the state legislature that the only law, the only regulation that will adequately protect New Yorkers from the dangers of hydraulic fracturing is a full and permanent ban on hydraulic fracturing. And we as New Yorkers will not accept anything less than a full and permanent ban. Since last year's moratorium battle, we've seen a near constant stream of revelations and devastating news that have expanded our knowledge of the myriad dangers of fracking and the extent to which this practice has only been allowed to move forward through the suppression of scientific evidence and the collusion of political leaders with oil and gas corporations. Yes. With more damning revelations emerging every day, from the levels of radioactivity in fracking wastewater to political pressure on the EPA, to the news that gas companies have used over 32 million gallons of diesel fuel as an injection fluid in 19 states. No one can claim any longer that the demand for a ban is a marginal position. In fact, we have everything we need to argue that a ban is the only rational response to the crisis we face, given the bulk of evidence. Particularly after 2 weeks ago when in Bradford County, Pennsylvania, on the anniversary of the Gulf oil spill, we had our Deepwater Horizon moment. When a Chesapeake Energy well had a massive blowout that caused thousands of gallons of undiluted fracking fluid to spew across farmland and into a tributary of the Susquehanna River, which feeds into the Chesapeake Bay. It took Chesapeake Energy 13 hours to fly in an emergency response crew from Texas. And the gushing of the fluid continued for 2 full days unabated. Several families were forced to be evacuated, and now Chesapeake has been forced to shut down all fracking across Pennsylvania because even they admit that they don't know what went wrong or how to prevent it from happening in the future. This is the same company that is the biggest operator in the Marcellus Shale, that owns leases across New York and in the New York City watershed. The company that spent more money than any other gas company last year to influence the New York State legislature.
Which company?
Chesapeake Energy. The jury is back. Natural gas is not clean, not the answer to our nation's energy problems, not a solution to climate change, and not a way to lift our communities out of economic decline. This practice will only make all of those problems worse. So today is the day that we say no. Not now, not ever, not in New York. Not in New York, we let this happen. And we're here today not just to fight for ourselves and our communities, but for people across the world who are organizing against this devastating practice, who are looking to us to be the leaders on the issue and lead the way. So we thank you all for being here and what we hope will be a day we can look back on as a turning point, as the day we decided that we are going to win. And now I'm happy to introduce someone without whom many of us would not be here today, who bridged the isolation of so many people who've been fighting this industry alone across the country, told their stories, and made fracking a household word. Josh Fox.